Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am your host, Jesse Steele, and it is Monday, the 18th. If you hear a weird little noise in the background, it's because that's the air conditioning, and I am currently in a RV. And the reason I am in an RV with air conditioning is because I am in Lake Havasu, Arizona, and it's 100 degrees. And according to Arizona time, it's damn near 7 o'clock. So, this is going to be a good time, because any of you that know me know that Heat and I aren't the best of buddies. So, I'm sitting here with a straw hat on underneath some air conditioning, and it's doing pretty good for me. That being said, before we get into the news, it's going to mean it's sporadic all week. I'll be back on Friday and back to the normal routine next week. I am going to post news this week, and I am going to keep doing this podcast. But, like tonight, it might be a little bit past 5, it might be early in the day, it's just when I can get to it. So, we'll see how that goes from there. So, the big awesome news of the day is that we currently have an app for Eastern Sierra Now. That's right, it's out, it's awesome, it's fantastic. Well, I shouldn't say it's out. It's out for beta testing right now. So, if you want to check it out, because, I mean, this is pretty rad, because there isn't another news, entertainment, info, calendar, in any site like that that has an app in the entire Eastern Sierra. I mean, we're talking probably Palmdale to Reno. So this is a big deal. This can actually work out really well. And think of how amazing and easy this is going to make life for you, the viewer or listener or user of the app. You don't have to go to Eastern Sierra, the very best in news and entertainment and information. You can have it on your phone. One button, boom, you're there. That's how quick you can go to get your local news. As we build up our calendar and all of that stuff, that's how quick you can have that. Your weather is right there. Everything, one touch for your home of the Eastern Sierra. So, this is going to be pretty great. So, would you like to try out the app for free as a beta tester? If you would, here's how you got to go about doing it. You got to sign up for Patreon. So I guess technically it's not free. $1 minimum. So go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. When you get there, just sign up for $1. That's all you got to do. And then I'll have your email. I will send you the link to the beta version. And from there, you can test it out, see if you find any bugs, see if there's any things that you think would make it better. Just all of that. It's a really exciting time, and it's really cool. So far, 3 or 4 people are using it, and they're just like, this is really awesome, Jesse. So we got to thank Johnny for that. He's the one that figured that out. He's the genius. And we will go from there. So let's get into some news, shall we? There are 2 new videos posted to EasternSierraNow.com. One is just a Minute with Amy Smith, and that's with Cody Yeager, who's running for 3rd District Inyo County Supervisor. The other is Just a Minute with Amy Smith with Sheriff candidate Joe Vetter. Both fantastic interviews. I have to say they both swayed me over in a lot of ways, and I really think they are fantastic candidates. But so far, everybody that we have interviewed has just been top notch. Like, I don't know how this is going to go, because we haven't met or talked to anybody yet that isn't absolutely qualified for the job and doing amazing work, you know. So it's going to be pretty tough to see what happens here in June, but this is why we're doing the show. It's giving you the chance to meet these people and listen to what they think and what they want to do with the county and with the sheriff's position, and go from there. You can see who you like the best. So check them out. Both very quality interviews, great work. Amy is just a perfect host for this. She was made to do this. So, you know, check it out. Thanks to Ella for shooting. And go check this out. So anyway, there will be more. Tonight there is a VFW supervisors, the 3rd District supervisors meeting. Ella will be filming that and posting it probably by tomorrow, but since I'm not there, I can't guarantee that, so I'm hoping she can get it done by tomorrow. But if it's not up by tomorrow night, I'll let you know during the news podcast what's going on and where that's at. But that'll give you the chance to watch the whole thing and get to see the 3rd District supervisors get their debate on. So go check those out. You know, Mammoth is going to stay open until Memorial Day, from what I understand. And I've got a little update here on snow. It looks like there was 14 to 16 inches of new snow in this last little storm that was here. That's a season total of 322. And base depth, that's the Mike Tyson way of skiing, is 48 to 84. And it's looking like it's holding pretty good up there. April keeps on delivering with the biggest storms of 2022 to date. Yesterday brought 14 to 16 inches of fresh snow, and they're enjoying an ultimate, I think this was 2 days ago, not yesterday, ultimate bluebird spring pow up there. So April 18th, which is today, they will be operating Broadway, Stump Alley, Facelift, Roller Coaster, High Five, Unbound, Gold Rush, Discovery, that's 11, 12, 23, and Panorama Gondola daily. From 8:30 to 4, they will continue to assess operations each week and adjust operations accordingly. So right now, again, that's what's going right now is Broadway, Stump Alley, Facelift, Roller Coaster, High Five, Unbound, Gold Rush, Discovery, 12, 23, and Panorama Gondola. So that's where you can still go up there and get your ski on, and you've still got some time. Get up there and get those turns in, man. You paid for that Icon Pass. You need to do it. So get up there, check that out. Seeing as I'm in the Arizona sun, I'm sitting here going, oh, snow would be really nice right now. this Thursday, Mammoth Voices is hosting one of my favorites, Sheriff Ingrid Braun. So she will be the guest speaker for the Thursday meeting, and I'll try to make that if I can. I can still zoom in from wherever I'm at, so we'll see what happens. But you should definitely. It's 12 to 1 p.m., Thursday, April 24th. First, the link is at Eastern Sierra Now with the passcode and everything, and it will be Ingrid talking about being the sheriff and what's to come for the future and all the run. I think she's going by herself, as I recall, but anyway, she's coming in to just talk about that, you know, and she's a great person, super cool, so that's worth the time. So head over to check that out. So one thing that's coming up that is pretty awesome is April 23rd. That's Earth Day. And it's Inuit Council for the Arts and the Bishop Sunrise Rotary present Earth Day, Sierra, and Community Art Day. Bishop City Park, Saturday, April 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Family friendly and free. That's best word. Hands-on arts and crafts, local artisans, live music, native dance, food vendors, fun Earth Day activities. There's live performances, bands, baby. 11 o'clock, Kikomo? Yeah, probably Kikomo. 12:30, Akamai Culture Group. So that is all the dancers with the hoops and stuff. The awesome, you know, native guy. Sage Romero runs that, and he does such a good job. You don't want to miss that. 1:45, the Bishop Jazz Combo. That sounds like a really great time. So head down there. Starts at 10, goes till 4. Head out for Earth Day, man. Let's celebrate Mother Earth here in all of our backyard. And I think that's going to do it for today, guys. I'm trying to keep it short since I'm sitting in an RV. I don't see much else that came out. There is some stuff that came out I'm seeing now. So we'll get to that tomorrow on the deal. But make sure you check into Eastern Sierra Now so you can see those articles earlier in the day before I get to the podcast. And again, if you're interested in beta testing our new revolutionary app, then go to patreon.com/Eastern Sierra Now. Sign up for any of the tiers, but the bottom one is fine. And make sure you send a note in there saying that you signed up. I'll get the heads up, and I will send you that beta, and we will go from there. By the way, the beta currently is for iOS only, so it's for iPhone. We do have the Android one built, but it is being linked to the Android. It's all this gobbledygook that I don't even understand. Johnny's working on that. So as soon as that's done, it'll be a day or two. It's not going to be very long. Then we'll be able to go to the Android as well. But if you're looking for it today, it's the iPhone only, just to let you know that. So anyway, big things coming for Eastern Sierra Now. This is huge. The horizon is limitless, and we are absolutely excited. Thank you so much for listening and using our service, and we are glad to have you aboard.